of myself. I can afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Kyle Dotson.
And joining us today in the Zoom room to discuss the new Paul McCartney album, McCartney 3, is our old friend and I say McCartney expert, Gwyn Ashley. Gwyn, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. I wouldn't call myself McCartney expert.
Well, I will. You've met the man in person.
Yes. Now, we didn't talk that much. Hey, yeah. Look.
You got a McCartney 3 mask? Nice. How much did that cost you?
It came with my kit. I ordered that kit with the bonus track on it. I'll tell you later what the bonus track is.
I don't know how I feel about artists making money by selling masks. I feel like maybe they're making money off of the
tragedy?
Yes, the tragedy of others. I drank a lot of rum last night.
Unless it specifically says like this whatever goes towards, like any proceeds go towards whatever. You know?
Right. Right.
On the other hand, I am super guilty of ordering masks with like my favorite people on them. Mm-hmm. Like I got a Somebody Feed Phil mask. Although I think his proceeds do go to like a charity for restaurant employees. I think he's part of that.
That's McCartney?
No. Phil Rosenthal.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Phil Rosenthal. Yeah. I'm sure these guys that are gazillionaires, their reach as far as donating money is vast.
Right. But I don't think I paid any extra for this. I think it was part of that kit that was offered through I don't think it was more.
It was like a bonus. It was like a fun thing.
Yeah. It was like, quick, go get your special red colored CD with the mask that comes with it or something, with the bonus track. And
gotcha.
There were four
bonus tracks. Now, before
there are four different colors with four different designs and four different bonus tracks on each. Like the blue one has a bonus track. The red one has a bonus track.
The yellow one has a, they all have bonus tracks. Except
right,
that, except
they're
that,
all different.
Except that green one from Target. That's just different artwork. These artists are smart. Now, before we continue, I want to let everyone know that I put the link to this Zoom call out to the world on my Twitter and with the hopes that Paul McCartney would join us. But what we got what I thought might happen is we have some people that are one person so far that has joined. And unmute yourself, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Keith Jacobson, hello.
Hello, Pat.
Please,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Now, I assume, Keith, you're a listener. I recognize your name.
Yes.
Now,
I am a listener.
Now, what made you have the balls to join in today? Did you just say, what the hell? I'm going to do this for
fun. I just
wanted
to watch the magic happen, Pat.
All right. No. Well, so Keith, you are certainly allowed to stay. And
Only for 16 minutes, though. I tweeted at you if I could. You said come in for 15 minutes. I asked if I could stay for 16. You said that was good. So
you're the one. Okay, I thought you meant what if Paul wants to stay for 16 minutes?
Oh, well, that's fine if he wants to stay for 16. Actually, if Paul wants to stay for 7 minutes, I think that's probably okay too, right?
I got to be honest, Keith. We're full now, so if Paul wants in, it's too late.
Well, I'll leave. Just let me know and I'll leave. I don't want
to. Keith has to leave. Keith has to leave.
Maybe Paul will stay for 3 minutes. Ha ha. Funny. All right, Keith. Well, Keith, you know what? Just join in and, listen in. And if I might ask you questions, have you listened to McCartney 3?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Yes.
And do you like
it? I won't be able to provide any great insight on it.
Okay.
I think more of a casual listen.
All right. Everyone. Okay. I've listened to it so many times because I'm really into it. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, let's do the history. In 1970, Paul's first post-Beatles album was an album called McCartney. And this is an album that Paul sings and plays everything on the album. It's a true solo album. And it's called McCartney. Then in 1980, the first post-Wings album is McCartney 2. And this again is all Paul. A true solo album. He sings and plays everything. So here we are in 2020, 40 years since McCartney 2. And it's his post, I don't know. It was made in Rockdown. It's not a post anything, but Paul says it's made in Rockdown. And we get a surprise from Paul. We get McCartney 3 because he just released a new album 2 years ago. So this is a pretty quick turnaround for Sir Paul. All right. Yes, Gwyn.
No, nothing.
All right.
Go ahead.
And Gwyn, I have to tell everyone listening, Gwyn is still... she's in one of our top six all-time most downloaded episodes, and it's our Wings episode. And I have to assume that's because of you, Gwyn, not so much on Lawrence Juber. More on, I think it's because of you.
Absolutely. You know it has to do with me. I have so many followers.
It's so funny. If you look at the six most top-loaded episodes, it's like, oh, it's an episode about Queen. Oh, they certainly came to hear me. No, Queen. McCartney, you know, so Radiohead. But anyway, okay, so here we are. We're going to do a track by track. First, let me ask you, Gwyn, what did you do last night for New Year's Eve?
Why do you want me to sound pathetic, Pat?
Well,
why
everyone's going to have the same...
Everyone to know. Actually, what I did was I joined a Facebook Live of one of my favorite people in the world, Ralph Covert.
Okay.
Performs every night. Now, wow. during lockdown, he performs twice a day. He does his kids show in the morning and he does a staycation show in the evening, he calls it. And he calls us his staycation army. Anyway, it's really fun. It's the same people like every night. I can't go every night, obviously,
right.
But
you're busy.
Out here he starts at 6:00. It's our time. And usually I'm still working. But, New Year's Eve, I had nothing going on. I was really excited that he decided to do a show on New Year's Eve anyway. And it was like being, in Chicago in a bar on New Year's Eve with the bad examples. I mean, it was fun.
And did you pour out a beverage for yourself?
I did not because unlike you, Pat, I knew that I was doing this today.
Okay.
And I wanted to be my best, my very best.
My best is about a 3. So my best is about a 3. All right. Well, that's still, look,
all tied together.
Everyone's going to have the same story. You said you're working now. You're working from home?
Yeah, I've been working from home since March, but I do have to go in every now and then because the live shows require someone to do the
button,
delay button.
Hit the delay button.
Right. So that booth is in. There's no way to do that remotely. We have to go in to the booth and do it. And it is what it is. We're pretty safe. There are actually two booths set up, so we're not sitting in the same booth now. Okay. So just walk in straight to the booth, close the door, wipe everything down, do the show, walk out. That's kind of how we're doing it.
And have you been tested?
We get tested every week. We have that at work. Luckily, I'm very, very fortunate.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad that you are considered essential and you're still working. That's positive. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's go to our guest, Keith, our unwanted guest. That's what I'm going to call you, Keith, our unwanted guest. Keith, what did you do for New Year's Eve last night? And by the way, I like the albums behind you, Keith. Very nice.
Oh, thanks. Yes, thanks. We stayed in last night. My wife and I watched the Avett Brothers did a live webcast last night. Well, I'm not really sure it was live. They were sort of playing it off. It was live, but I don't really think it was. I think it was recorded a day or two before.
And then they just push play and let everyone enjoy it.
Yes.
Nice. So, Keith, what part of the country are you in?
I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. And Keith, did you have a beverage while the Avett Brothers played?
Of course I did.
Excellent. Lovely. Yes. Keith, kids? Do you have kids?
Yes, I have 3 kids.
How old are those Rugrats?
They're all teenagers. They're 17, 15, and 13.
So they were all in the house too last night?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right.
Online playing with their friends, play at Xbox or whatever it is they do.
Good, good.
And I know I give them the basement. They just go to the basement and I don't know what's going on down there.
And then you can lock the door once they get down there. So that's nice.
Pretty much.
So. And Kyle, what did you do for New Year's
Eve? We just hung out here with Marissa's parents. Mm-hmm. Just ate food, played some board games.
And a beverage? I'm very concerned about people drinking on New Year's Eve.
Apparently.
Did you have a beverage? No, I just had a tea. Oh, stuff like that.
What a wuss.
I was lame.
I had a tea.
You had a, yeah. Just one. I don't want to overdo it. The caffeine gets in.
Pat, why the concern over drinking? Everyone was staying at their house. I mean, I understand if they were going out to the club, but
yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to know if everyone, you know, New Year's Eve seems that's the time to drink.
I had a hot cider with some rum in it.
Ah, so. Now we're talking, buddy. Hot cider with rum. I'm a lightweight, so I had two rum drinks last night, and forget it. I'm done. I'm lucky to be up. Seriously, that's how.
I'm the same way.
I'm super lightweight. But and if it's a tasty alcohol beverage that you can just pound down, that's the best.
I'm in trouble for
that. Yeah, I don't want to wince. I don't want to be drinking gin on the rocks or a martini. Ugh, gross.
all my vices have to taste like candy. When I used to smoke, it was menthol cigarettes. I mean, everything, if I had to smoke, if they didn't have menthol cigarettes, I would never have started smoking.
Well, I wish they didn't then, Gwen. Although you could start vaping. They have all kinds of flavors. So maybe look into that.
I vaped for like 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, don't vape, Gwen. It looks trashy.
No. It's trashy. As opposed to smoking, regular smoking?
Smoking is elegant. No, smoking's also trashy.
Keith,
I hope you don't smoke. I'm making fun of smokers.
No, I do not smoke.
Okay,
no.
Excellent.
Okay, actually, what if you have like a Cruella de Vil or like a look Burgess at that. Meredith
Yeah,
thing?
That's great.
Well, see, actually, vaping helped me quit smoking, Pat. Accidentally. It wasn't on purpose. I switched
all the other people vaping.
I don't want to hang out with you guys anymore.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life where Who is this talking now?
Who's this that just butted in?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Keith. Go ahead.
You invited me in here, Pat.
I did, Keith. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell me. I'm kidding.
I'm running out of time. I have two more minutes left. I said I'd stay for 16. There was one time in my life where I thought having a pipe, I would smoke from a pipe. I thought that was kind of cool. It really wasn't. But I had bought a pipe and bought the stuff to, you know, so.
I do like the smell of a pipe, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, pipe smoke, it smells good. Yes, Kyle?
I was going to say the same thing.
A lot of work goes into the pipe, I would assume. It looks like a big process.
It was kind of a mess.
A French press.
I gave it up very quickly.
Now, I have a thing called a bubble pipe, and kids love it. They just seem to really dig that.
They follow you around.
They come right in the van, Gwen.
You're the Pied Piper. Oh, no. That's
horrible. All right. Let's, Keith, stick around for a couple tracks. This is just the nonsense we do up front. Okay, yeah, Gwen, why did you laugh at that? That's not funny.
I don't know. Horrible.
Not funny at all. I like your apartment, Gwen. It's very nice. You got some tinsel up there. You got a couch. You got a bookshelf.
I've got two couches.
Two couches?
You can't see my tree. It's over around the corner. Yeah, it's little, but it's nice.
Yeah, did you get your air conditioning and heating unit fixed, or is it leaking? Did rain come in?
I believe
you posted it. You posted it to the world.
I know. No, because the rain did not come from the south. It's only a problem when the rain comes slamming from the south. Because that's where the AC, that's the window that the AC is.
You know what else comes slamming from the south? Leonard Skinner.
Skinner.
All right, let's get into it. This is the album. It's called McCartney 3. It's got 11 tracks on the regular edition. And it kicks off with Long-Tailed Winter Bird. And this has quite a long intro. So we're going to hear some of the intro, and then Kyle will pop us at his discretion into the lyrics. The lyrics are pretty much, do you miss me? Do you feel me? Do you miss me? Do you feel me? And then later on he says, do you touch me? And that just repeats. But for some reason, it's quite a catchy little number for me. So let's hear it, Kyle.
Jump ahead.
All right.
Do you miss me? Do you feel me? Do you miss me?
Now, I'm just going to start since I already jumped in, but I like that song a lot. And it's, again, lyrically, there's not much to it. But the music really just, I don't know, it makes me feel good. And that's what I like about this album. It feels like a comfort album to me. It came just at the right time when we needed it, the end of the year. And Paul McCartney always, I feel, is like a, like, I think if he was here, he'd give us a hug, although he decided not to pop in, that jerk. But you know what I mean. So that's what, I like that song. Let's go around in to Gwen. Gwen, what do you think?
I like it when it kicks in.
Okay.
Towards the end there that you just played, Kyle, that I like it very much there when it starts to get like a, you know, for me, the beginning part goes on a little bit too long.
Okay.
Sparse lyrics are fine with me if it sounds great. You know what I mean? I don't mind that at all. I just think that beginning part, I wish it had kicked in a little bit sooner. But, no, I like it. It sounds like winter.
It does sound like winter. Yeah.
You know, that guitar, it sounds like I can picture it scenically. You know,
yeah.
And following animals in the woods, running, you know, I don't know, very cold looking. You know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I like that. I like that description. Very nice. And Keith, what did you think of that song?
I liked it. Like I said, I haven't spent a ton of time. Mm-hmm. I think I've listened to it a couple times, but I haven't sat maybe and gave it the true listen through that I should to be able to speak here intelligently.
It's so. Okay. You can just pontificate off the cuff. And
I just don't know how does Paul play all those instruments and sing at the same time? I don't understand.
Well, he's Paul McCartney, so
he's like a magic one man band.
Yeah, he's got cymbals between his knees. It's crazy over there. He's got a wind up.
I want to point out, I just realized I'm drinking from my it's a With the Beatles glass.
Very
it's
nice.
Supposed to be dishwasher safe, but apparently through the years it's not anymore because it's faded.
Yeah, so I think it's dishwasher safe like four times, and then after that, look out.
Yeah.
But so. Again, that song is called Long-Tailed Winter Bird. So, and it does feel like winter. So, in that regard, I'm going to say bravo, Sir Paul. You put winter in the title, and you nailed the feel for Gwen Ashley. All right.
That's all that matters.
Moving right along. I believe the next song is the one that was released as a single, if there's such a thing these days. I think Find My Way was the one that was released as a single. And maybe it would have helped to do more research, but I'll just go off the cuff. Kyle, let's hear some of Find My Way.
Well, I can find my way. I know my left from right. We never close, I'm open day and night. I know my way around, I walk towards the light. I'm open round the clock, I don't get lost at night. You never used to be afraid of days like these, but now you're overwhelmed by your anxieties.
All right, let's start this one off with Gwen Ashley. Gwen, what do you think?
It makes me smile because the lyrics are funny to me. You know, he knows his left from right. You know, I can find my way. It just, to me, that's funny. And then
it is. That's true.
You know, and then he walks towards the light. I mean, my first impulse is to go, don't walk towards the light pole.
Yeah, Carol Ann, don't go to the light, Carol Ann.
I mean, so it's a little bit funny to me. And again, I guess I like songs that have like a good rhythm thing going on.
Yeah.
So I really like it. The only thing I don't like about it, and I noticed this yesterday as I was listening a few times, I think I have a problem with certain instruments that he's playing in this album. I think that is my biggest complaint. It's just, I don't like them. Like synthesizers. I'm not like really like into some of the instruments he's playing. So it's a little bit, I don't know if it's a synthesizer because I'm stupid about that stuff, but whatever that instrument is, it sounds synthy to me. And I don't know if I like it, but I do like the song very much. And I like that he's like, I'll help you. To me, that's comforting. Like you said, it's like a comforting. I like it.
It definitely is. Yeah. I like this one a lot too. Keith, what do you think?
I liked it a lot, and actually, the opposite of what Gwen said, I really like the I'm going to call it an organ that he's playing at the beginning there, the synthesizer. I think it's kind of fun. It gives it, gave me a little bit of a Monkees vibe. Does that like a 60s, you know, sort of Monkees vibe?
That makes sense.
I like it. So
yeah, it's just a fun song. It's just like you said, it just makes you feel good. What about you, Kyle?
I like that one. I like the last one too. It had a cool groove, but this one was cool. It's a good way to kick off the album. Both of them, two for two.
Yeah, the first song is more of an introduction to the album, and then this is your first legit kind of song, you know, traditional sounding pop song. And how old is Paul now? Is he 80?
No, I laugh like that.
Is he 90?
Unbelievable.
Is he 90?
Yeah, he's 90. You're way
off. Wow.
Isn't he 78?
78. Okay.
I think.
So not that
42.
Far.
1942.
He was born in 1942. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his, his voice.
Quick, do the math. Quick.
His voice is, his voice sounds good on this song. I mean, some of the songs you can tell that the voice is not as strong as it once was, but he is staying in his range for these. Now, Gwen, you just saw him in concert 2 years ago. How was his voice live?
I saw him over the summer. The last summer. You're right. Like a year ago.
2018.
2019.
You saw him in 2019. Now, how was his voice live?
I saw the Dodger Stadium show. It was actually really decent. I mean, I took some video where I was, the reason I took some video was to go like, hey, look, I mean, he sounds great. And it was like the last night of the tour. So I felt like and believe me, nobody knows better than him, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. He's aware.
He's aware. And so he gets the guys to sing with him on the shakier parts, you know, and they support him, and he gets lost in there a little bit, so you can't tell as much. You know, they're so tight.
Yeah.
The tightest.
And because Paul's not a straight up rock and roll singer, let's say like how Mick Jagger is. So Mick, if his voice is starting to go, he can do things. He can do rock and roll, you know, phrasings and stuff, or growl a little. But Paul has a very, you know, lovely voice. So, you know, he like you said, he knows.
He knows.
There's not as many tricks he can pull out of his hat live.
I mean, he still can scream a song. And on this album, you know, his falsetto is great. You know,
he knows
that he can scream or he can do falsetto.
Right.
Those are fine, you know. And
exactly.
I think he plays with that a lot on this album.
All right, let's move on to track three, Pretty Boys.
Look into my lens. Give me all you got. Work it for me, baby. Let me take my best shot. Meet the pretty boys. A line of bicycles for hire, objects of desire. Working for the squire, you can look, but you better not touch. 'Cause here come the pretty boys, they're gonna set your world on fire, objects of desire.
So now lyrically, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, he's talking about male models, right? The pretty boys. Look into my lens. Is he the photographer? And did he make it pretty boys instead of pretty girls because it would be less creepy? But at the same time, the lyrics are a little creepy for some reason to me. I don't know. I don't know how to, I don't know what to say. I like the song. I like it a lot, but I love the acoustic guitar. But lyrically, it's this is one I would have asked him about. Gwen?
I'm with you. It comes off a little bit creepy. I've read that he is talking about male models, and I think it's sort of about how strange their life is. I don't think he is the photographer. I think he's talking about the things that they hear. look into my lens, do it for me, baby.
Okay,
like
thank
that
you.
Kind
yeah.
of like, so he's empathetic with them. It's not that he's being the creepy photographer.
Okay. I like that you've straightened me out.
He's apparently saying this is what they hear. This is, you know. The thing about this song is, but I'm with you. It comes off a little, if I didn't know that.
Right.
Like, what is this about?
Yeah, if there's no backstory sometimes and you have to paint your own picture, you can go to the to the wrong place all the time.
But I think it sounds a little willowy
mm-hmm.
from Flaming Pie.
Yeah, I could see that. I just listened to Flaming Pie recently when it was re-released. That's a great album.
Yeah. I love, and Little Willow is one of my favorite songs. So to me, I was like, oh, this has a real sense of Little Willow about it.
I wonder if the 1960s Beatles, maybe they're the pretty boys in this song.
Maybe.
These are all the things that they were bombarded with when they were entering the world of fame and on photo shoots. Who knows? Keith, what'd you think about this song?
I agree. It does sound a little bit creepy, I think, lyrically. But then I was just looking at the lyrics, and there is a line at the end. He says, "You can look, but you'd better not touch." So I guess maybe it's okay after he said that. So, but then I was in my crack research that I was just doing, Pat, too. There's a little interview from the New York Times, and he said that, you know, he's been photographed, you know, many times through the years. So I think actually it really is sort of his perspective, I guess.
Gotcha.
He's experienced going through that. So,
yeah.
I want to tell you the photos of Paul in this CD booklet are spectacular. I think there's only four, inside there's a collage, but the four photos that are taken specifically for the album artwork, he looks great. He looks fantastic. He looks like he's having fun. He looks cool. You know, he's vegan, so he's always thin and he's kept his hair. That's what my friend Mike Siegel says. My co-host Mike Siegel, he says, if you stay rock star thin and you keep your hair, you always be a rock star. So bravo, Mike Siegel, for that, for taking it to the base level of looks. Okay.
Right.
So, moving on to Women and Wives.
Hear me, women and wives. Hear me, husband and lovers. What we do with our lives seems to matter to others. Some of them may follow roads that we run down, chasing tomorrow. Many choices to make, many chains to unravel. Every path that we take makes it harder to travel. Laughter turned to sorrow, doesn't get me down.
Women and Wives. Again, I don't quite know what this song is about either, but I love it. This album came out a week after we recorded our 2020 year in review episode, or I would have definitely been talking about this more. So that's why I wanted to highlight this album on its own. And it gave us an opportunity to have Gwyn back on, of course. And of course, our unwanted co-host, Keith. Keith, I'm going to go to you first. Keith, when I tweet about this episode, I'm going to call you the unwanted co-host.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay,
that.
Cool. And I'm going to have your name added to the artwork now too, Keith. So people are going to be pissed. They're going to go, you mean if I would have just popped in, I could have been on the show? And
you posted it. I literally had the opportunity, but they're all nursing their hangovers. They had a little too much to drink last night, probably.
I got to be honest, Keith. I'm kind of bummed out that some crazies haven't popped in here to bombard us with their, a picture of their butt or something. But I told Gwen to be warned because I was going to.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie. And we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm going to let anyone that wanted to come in, come in. Keith, did you think that I wouldn't let you in when you tried? Did you think?
No, I figured you'd let me in. You put it out there. So I didn't realize I would be co-hosting them.
Yeah. Well, I put it out there for Paul McCartney, just to be clear, Keith.
I didn't read between the lines on that path. So.
I'm glad that Keith is such a nice, well-spoken guy.
I know. It could be very, very...
Because some of our listeners, whoa, boy, yeah.
I could go get some of my teenagers. They don't even know who Paul McCartney is. No, I'm kidding. They do, actually.
They do.
I was going to say,
how can you raise teenagers? How can you raise teenagers who don't know Paul McCartney?
So you were talking about Gwen last time you saw him in concert a few years back. So I have seen him twice in concert. And so the last time I went back to look was 2014, I think it was, at the United Center in Chicago. And I had this idea that I was going to take the entire family because, you know, how many chances do you have to see a Beatle?
Oh, Keith, you're a millionaire. Okay, keep going.
And I saw the ticket prices and I said, okay, I'm just going to take one of you. So I took my oldest son. So you know, I'm kidding. They do all know who the Beatles are.
How do you choose your children, Sophie? How do you pick one?
Well, he was the oldest, so that was sort of the default for him. I thought, you know what, it was his first concert too, so I thought seeing Paul McCartney for your first concert,
that's pretty great.
My daughter, who's the youngest, she actually had gone to a concert before him. Her first concert was Justin Bieber, so I don't think she'd win that contest.
She's a lost cause. Keith, what was your first concert?
My first concert was actually the Monkees in their sort of MTV revival time frame at the worst concert venue ever, the Pontiac Silverdome outside of Detroit.
Wow. And it was just the three guys, right? No Mike Nesmith?
No, I think
it was all of them.
I was younger. I thought Nesmith was on that one.
So okay, cool.
I'd have to go back and double check it. But I do remember who the openers were too. And it was the Grassroots and Herman's
Hermits.
I love Herman's Hermits.
I like the Grassroots. That's a pretty good first concert too.
It was, but the Pontiac Silverdome is just a terrible, terrible venue. So, and God rest its soul, it's been demolished. So, it's no longer around, but you know, the giant football stadium domes are not great concert venues. So,
all right.
So that's my first concert I went to with my parents. I was a younger teenager. I always then say my first concert I went without them was to see the band Living Color.
Wow, excellent.
In Ann Arbor at a theater, so yes.
So Keith, from a couple of weeks ago, how'd you like that Vernon Reid interview I did?
You know what, Pat, I'm sorry, it is on my in my queue to listen to that episode. I know, now it's time for you to kick me out.
So. Okay, you can stay. Okay, Gwen, what was your first concert?
It was the Bay City Rollers, Pat.
That's cool.
It was the Bay City Rollers at, I think it was McCormick Place in Chicago.
Very nice. Was it fun?
Well, yeah, because my friend was a very big roller fan, and I was along for the ride, basically. I think I was trying to experience, I was already a Beatle fan. Mm-hmm. I think I was trying to sort of live a similar experience with her. So like, pretending that I loved them so much. And I remember chasing the car, the limo, after the show. I mean, wow. I was really reliving like some kind of...
This is very Beatlesque. This is a...
Very Beatlesque, yeah.
A hard Bay's night.
Ooh. God.
Look what I did. Okay, that's Kyle, what was... Kyle, what was your first concert?
Something opened on my computer.
I hope it's not pornography. Is it pornography?
No, it's a video game. It's like just going crazy. All right. Oh my God, what is happening?
Close all windows.
My first concert was Neil Diamond.
And how old were you?
I think I was in fifth grade, you know, right at the height of the time.
Neil Diamond fandom.
Yeah.
Did your parents take you?
My dad took me. Yeah, I went with my dad and my nana.
Oh, my God. So that's my brother and my mother and you as a fifth grader.
And the whole time my nana goes, Jesus, does he have a mustache? And of course he did not.
You must have had very good seats for Nana to start putting facial hair on people. Maybe, yeah. Maybe did he have one of those Zoom things open and he just put facial hair on himself? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
All right. My first concert was, I'm sorry, keep going, Kyle. You had another story, I'm sure. Something
No,
fun.
No. That was it. That was it.
Kyle, now, are you listening to this album for the first time, or did you dig into it when I gave
you? There
weren't
that many cue points. So yeah. I just listened to the three I queued up.
Yeah, we've been starting most of the songs from the top because the intros are pretty quick and they get right into the lyrics.
Well, I'm glad Kyle is less prepared than I am for
them.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, at least you don't have things popping up on your screen that are taking you out of the episode.
Have you asked him what he thinks of the artwork yet?
Yeah, he did. He liked the artwork.
I like the artwork a lot.
Yeah, he likes it.
Readable.
Yep. I like the
White is my favorite die.
Do you like that? You don't have to have a title on there. You just kind of know the title of it by the picture.
Yeah, now this is from the album McCartney Die, because Dice would be, if there were two, it would be Dice, but this album is just called Die. McCartney Die.
All right. Die!
I just have to add
going towards that light.
My first concert was Kiss at the Pittsburgh Civic Arena. And my parents are the biggest worrywarts in the world, and for some reason they let a 15-year-old get on a bus and go over to Pittsburgh, 2.5 hours away, and go see Kiss.
Holy crap.
Now, it was a bus tour. It was one of these things where everyone on the bus was going to the Kiss concert.
Oh, that's good.
This is how we did it where I grew up, because we were like 2.5 hours away from Pittsburgh. So my friend and I went. So we were together. But I can't believe my parents didn't worry about, now we'll put him on the bus in Altoona, and he'll get off and go to the concert. But they must have been really worried that, what if he doesn't get on the bus to come home? That's the thing you got to worry about. Okay, moving on from my stupid story. This next song is track 5, Lavatory Lil. Or as he says, Lavatory Lil.
Lavatory
Lil. Is this, before it even starts, is she a hooker? Is she a groupie? Not a hooker, a groupie.
I don't know. You could be right.
Lavatory Lil.
I think she's a drug addict. That's what I think.
She's a drug addict. So she's always in the bathroom shooting up or snorting.
That's my interpretation. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, after just the first 4 listens, that's what I get from it. I could be wrong.
Now, she could also have IBS.
That's right.
And that's why
that's
they call.
Right. Why are we jumping to the?
Why are we jumping to drugs and groupies? I said hooker.
You said hooker.
I busted that's out hooker.
Worse.
Yeah, that's terrible. What a way to start out 2021.
Herpes don't get paid.
No. Okay, let's hear Lavatory Lil.
Look out for Lavatory Lil. Look out for Lavatory Lil. You think that she's a winner when she's cooking you your dinner, but she really moving in for the kill. Lavatory Lil. Watch out for Lavatory Lil. Watch out for Lavatory Lil. She says it's hunky-dory when she's telling you a story, but she really thinks you're making her ill. Lavatory Lil.
And then a couple verses up, it says she'd probably rather go and swallow a pill. So yeah, she could be a druggie. There were also I did some research. There were other possible titles for this. There was a Bathroom Betty, Commode Connie, which is weird. It's not a word people use. Toilet Terry was one, but these are all going over big. I like this song a lot. I'm killing it. Kyle, I'm ringing in 2021 with Silence, and I love it.
Wow.
I love him doing the background vocals. Obviously he is, because it's all Paul on this album. I like the groove of this. I like the I just love it. So, I love this song too. Gwen, what do you think?
I'm with you. This was on first listen. This was my favorite. Because
yeah, I think
again, I like the, I'm a bass girl, and I think it's Paul's fault, but I like a bass. I like draw, I like a rhythm, a strong rhythm section. Yeah. So I like anything that's like that. And it's more upbeat. I got to say, I was going to say about Women and Wives, I think that was sort of the song where I started to go, every song on this album has like the key they're in or whatever is kind of melancholy and somber and foreboding. But this one's more upbeat, which I kind of like, you know, it breaks that up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you. This was the first one I liked. I liked everything, but this was the first one where you were like, oh, you just like perked up a little bit, like, oh, here we go. And again, that's five songs into the album. So right. You know, not dead center, but close. Kyle, what do you think of Lavatory Lil? Not as a person, but as a song. Let's not judge her.
So I don't want to judge her. Let me back up then. No, as a song, it was good. Yeah, so far, I think it is my favorite too. With the groove is cool in it, and it's just silly and fun.
And at the end, it says she's acting like a starlet, but she's looking like a harlot. So yeah, Gwen, you nailed it with that. Yeah, your former days as a vapor, you could tell who was on the drugs.
Right. I know, you know, I can size people up just 5 seconds.
Judging a book by its cover is always fun.
Good at it. I'm so good at it.
I am too. I can tell.
I also hate that saying because that's like literally the point of book covers is to entice you to buy it.
Right. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
You're right.
Every time a friend of ours, whether it's a male or female, but they break up with whoever they were dating, it's so funny because the first time we meet him, like Pilar, and not every time, but Pilar would be like, hey, I thought he was really nice. And I'm like, I don't like him. And then like a year, you know, like 6 months later, they broke up. Yeah, she said he was not a nice guy. Like, that's what I told you. So I'm literally in the 95 percentile of always getting it right. So Keith, I got to be honest with you, not digging you. Keith, what do you think of Lavatory Noon?
He is so nice.
He is so nice. He knows I'm so joking. Nice. He listens to the show, except Vernon Reed episode.
It's on my list to do right after this. We're done recording this. I will listen to that, Pat. So first of all, I did a little bit of crack research also.
I love that you're actually doing the work Kyle was supposed to do. I like that. Maybe you'll be the unwanted producer.
A proposed title but got passed was She Came In Through the Bathroom Window Part 3. So,
it's a better joke than mine for sure, Keith.
I did do a little bit of crack research here. In the New York Times, apparently, interview, Paul said that this is a parody of a woman that he had worked with that he didn't quite like. And then later on, I guess he changed tune a little bit. And he just said it was a parody. So apparently whoever that person was he worked with quickly figured out who it was. And so he maybe had to walk back a little bit.
Felt bad about it because he does that a lot. Sometimes he'll say something, he'll be really honest, which is he's not always really honest. So he puts a nice gloss on things.
Yeah.
Something will slip out and then he'll be like, that's my feeling anyway, is that he like thinks about it later and goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then, like you said, he walks it back. It might not be that she figured it out, though. It might just be that he felt bad.
Yeah. Because he's the nice Beatle. He doesn't want anyone to not like him.
He's the PR guy.
Yeah.
I could see this song. I don't know what listening to it. It could fit like on the White Album as a, you know, there's a lot of different things on the White Album.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
Something could fit there. So
it's true. Yeah, true. I
got to be honest, Keith, you're bringing the heat now. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
All downhill from here.
Kyle, what's the running time of the next song? Deep, deep feeling.
It is 8 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yeah. Now, when I saw that, when it popped up in my iTunes, I'm like, oh, an 8 minute Paul McCartney song. What's this going to be like? And so let's hear. And we're really going to be able to judge an 8 minute song from 45 seconds, but we'll try. Let's hear. Let's hear some deep, deep feeling.
You know that deep, deep feeling. When you love someone so much, you feel your heart's gonna burst. The feeling goes from best to worst. You feel your heart is gonna burst. Here in my heart, I feel a deep devotion. It almost hurts. It's such a deep emotion. Oh, hey. every time it rains, it sometimes gets too much. You know I feel the pain when I feel your loving touch. Emotion burns in the ocean of love. You got that hot emotion.
Now, I will tell you, as many times as I've listened to this album, this song never feels like an 8-minute song to me. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't feel like a 2-minute song, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like, okay, wrap it up. Let's get going, Paul. I don't feel like that. I really dig this song too. It's like a kiss-ass love fest. He should have come in here. He would have loved this.
He would have loved this.
He would have come in, made fun of Keith, called him a wanker.
Had to leave, right? I thought the deal was if Paul showed up, I had to leave.
Oh my God.
You know what? If Paul shows up, all three of you have to leave. Yeah, no, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't listened to it as much as you have.
Okay, yeah.
But how many songs? It seems like there's at least two, maybe three or more songs that seem like they end and then come back.
Oh, I know what you mean. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It feels like
they sound like they end, and then there's like a reprise immediately.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, two or three of those.
And this is one of them, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking when this was ongoing, why does he keep doing that? But why not just play through? I don't really understand why he's doing that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think because he's 78, that when he was recording, he would just doze off, and then he would get back up and then start again from wherever he was at.
And he just figured they'll love it.
They'll love it.
Whatever I do, they'll love it.
Paul McCartney, come on. I put the number 3 on this thing. They love it.
That's right.
I say, I come up with the term rock down. They're all in. Kyle, what do you think of Deep, Deep Feeling? Do you have any deep, deep feelings for it?
Does it kick in more, or is that basically the whole 8 minutes?
No, it kicks in a little bit. It changes. There's a change. It's not just that the whole time.
I will say it didn't, like when I looked at it, I was like, oh, we're already over a minute into the song. I didn't realize.
Yeah. See, it kind of goes by. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I didn't mind. I was just curious as if it was that for 8 minutes, I might get sick of it. But if it's changing a little bit, then fine.
So Kyle, you're the youngest person in the room at what, 31?
I think I'm younger than Keith. Yes.
You're 31.
I'm 30. I had my 17-year-old when I was 13.
Oh, so. Bravo. Why am I applauding that? 13-year-olds having a baby. I'm applauding it. So Kyle,
you're the guy that talked about a van. I don't know.
I do have that sweet bubble pipe. Okay. Now, Kyle, you've probably never listened to a McCartney solo album before. Top to bottom
of the show. Probably not. No. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you thinking of this so far?
No, I like it. I was a little bit worried when we were going to do it. But I like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, who does? It's not like I said, wait, we're going to do the new Dylan album.
What does that mean?
Bob Dylan. That would be painful for Kyle, is what I'm saying.
Well, that one has like a 16-minute song on
it. Oh, my God, he does. Yeah.
I bet it feels like 32.
It's the worst. Listen to it. I hate it. Murder Most Foul. I call it Song Most Bad. Keith,
you said it to me like I woke up in the morning and it was just like, listen to this horrible Dylan song and call me.
No bias.
That's the kind of
message was.
That's the kind of text that we send. You have to look. All of Kyle and I, our interactions are always, you have to look at this horrible thing and then we'll talk about it. Watch this bad movie and then Zoom. Keith, what'd you think of Deep, Deep Feeling?
You know, I like it. I think I need to listen to the whole song again, but I like what I heard. But is this Paul's foray into like prog rock? Is that why it's 8.5 minutes?
I don't know. I don't know if he's doing prog rock bullshit on us or not, but I do dig it. I do like it so far. That's song 6. This is a 6 out of 6 for me so far. Now this song, I don't remember how this next song goes. Sliding.
Oh,
I don't know how Sliding goes. Gwen, you're already shaking your head like you're digging
it. I do dig it because, play it.
I'll know
because
it as soon as I hear
it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as I've said, I'm kind of a rhythm person.
Rhythm person.
So, so go play it now.
All right.
Play it now.
that's a very distortion heavy song. That's like a rock and groove. This is the one where you and Lavatory Lil, you guys go snort some coke and then you put this one on, right? This is the one.
It reminds me very, it feels Wingsy to me. It feels 70s. Oh,
yeah, it does feel like that. Good call.
Yeah. You know, like Wings Over America, I can see being like, you know, that's that era. I just love that kind of, I mean, it almost doesn't matter what the lyrics are on that song.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, so I like it. That's one of my favorites.
All right. Excellent. You're lost in the hippy dippy drug haze of sliding.
Drug haze.
That's what I call it. Everything's about drugs now today. 2021. Yeah. 2021. I'm gonna take drugs for the first time, I think.
Taken drugs?
No, nothing.
Good for you.
Yeah. I've never smoked anything either.
You should smoke it out of a pipe.
Yeah.
I'll pack that thing up.
Make sure your first time is out of a pipe.
Never had an edible, not a gummy. Never smoked a cigarette. Never smoked a cigar.
Wow. Well, I've never smoked a cigar.
I only say this to sound high and mighty. That's the only reason I put it out there.
I know you want the moral high ground. I get it.
I do want the moral high ground. Now, did I drink some rum last night? Oh, yes, I did.
So drinking is okay.
Drinking's fine because my whole life drinking has always been legal. You know what I mean?
You didn't drink before you were 21?
I had some, I think I had a little champagne at prom and I swore to God I was going to be arrested and taken to jail.
So it was fear that's kept, it's not any moral issue. It's just fear.
Probably a little bit of both, but no, I really didn't drink, even in college, I really didn't drink until I was 21. I don't know why.
Well, you're making me feel bad, Pat. So
I know. I feel like such a delinquent.
I had a fake ID in college. I was Joel Schneider from Troy, Michigan.
Unwanted co-host, Joel Schneider.
I know you.
Keep going, Keith. Tell this story.
Yeah, Joel left his ID at this. I think the statute of limitations is up on this now. So okay. He left his ID at the Munchie Mart in Kalamazoo. And I had a friend that worked at the Munchie Mart. And she said, well, you sort of look like this Joel. So I took the ID. Well, the first time I went to go buy beer with it, it turned out it was a girl that I went to high school with. And she's like, hey, didn't I go to high school with you? Oh, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. She was like a year older than me.
I'm Joel Schneider.
Joel Schneider. So I was Joel Schneider for a few years. So.
Did you look anything close to this gentleman?
Somewhat. It worked. I never had to take it away or anything. So
what if you told me to this day that's the same ID I use?
No, I wish I still had it, but what I didn't have though, but I have a brother that's a few years older than me. He had the ID where like they had the big cardboard cutout of a driver's license from Kentucky, I think it was.
Okay.
That they had. And they would like take the picture with their head inside this and then print out the picture and they would laminate it. So
this is like an 80s comedy where they do something like that.
It really legitimately happened, though. So,
yeah. And it worked.
And it worked.
Did it work?
It worked.
Actually, I'll tell one more story, and then I promise. They had a friend that was like a year or two younger than them. And my brother had turned 21, and they went to this bar that is called the Goat Farm. And
all the names you say sound made up. Goat Farm, Munchie Mart, even Kalamazoo sounds made up.
It's no longer there. They did shorten the name to The Farm eventually. I don't know why they got rid of the goat, but I digress. So that their friend Rob, he actually legitimately turned 21. He had been going to this bar for a few years with them with his fake ID. I don't know his name on the fake, but anyway, he showed up on 21 and he had the ID, his actual ID, and they're like, "What? What are you doing here? Now you've been coming here for 2 years." You know, they all knew him.
Right.
And now he's there legit.
What if here's the story that I'm playing in my head. Kyle, you've seen the Stepfather movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Gwen, have you seen the Stepfather movies?
What are the Stepfather movies?
It's about
movies?
A guy who has two families and then he eventually kills one family and moves on to the next family.
I was thinking of Step Brothers when you said, I thought maybe you misspoke. That took a break. wild turn there.
With all
I've not seen those.
With all of Keith's talk of these fake IDs, what if his wife popped in his office right now and said, "Joel, it's lunchtime"? It'd be like a stepfather moment. Oh my God, Keith has two families.
While we're completely off subject on everything,
sure.
Stepfather one is great. Stepfather two is like good until a point where there's a glaring plot hole, and the plot hole is the kid hears a guy killing someone, and when he walks away, he hears him whistling a tune. Then later on, he hears his stepfather whistling the same tune, which is like fine, but the tune is Camp Town Races, which is like number one or two on just tunes people whistle. So like that would not hold up in court.
No, he should be whistling like, you know,
nonsense. It could just be nonsense.
Yeah.
Just make it the thing.
Just a little tune he made up himself, his killing tune.
Yeah, Diddy.
Keith, what song do you whistle when you're killing people?
And then what song does Joel whistle? You gotta.
Yeah.
What was that 8-minute one that we just played?
Deep, deep feeling. Deep, deep feeling.
That's the one. That's the one.
I can't even whistle, so I guess I can't kill anyone.
No.
That's a prerequisite, right? Yeah. I can't say that word either. That did not flow out. Prerequisite.
Suddenly I can't either. Prerequisite. Oh, I have to really think about it.
We're all Elmer Fudd if you just let it out there quickly. All right. Moving on to did anyone have something else?
We're good. People were just saying prerequisite out loud.
Prerequisite.
That was slide in, and now we're going. No.
Now we're going to the kiss.
I just wanted to say I liked that riff. I thought it was really crunchy and yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with everyone today. It's 2021. Everything's about niceness. Although I did tweet some stuff at Trump today. I started my day off right. Okay. The Kiss of Venus.
Kiss of Venus. All right. Hold on. Waiting for iTunes to spin its wheel. There we go. Or music. Sorry, music.
The Kiss of Venus has got me on. She's got a bullseye in the early morning glow, early morning glow. Packed with illusions, our world is turned around. This golden circle has the most harmonic sound, harmonic sound. And in the sunshine when we stand alone, our secrets blown, our secrets blown. Now moving slowly, we circle through the square.
I like that one. That's nice. It's just a nice little acoustic number, and Paul's voice sounds sweet. And that's all I got to say about that. What about you, Keith?
I liked it too. I mean, coming off of the last one, which had the really crunchy guitar, to just then be just Paul and the acoustic, it's nice. So,
yeah.
I like it.
Gwen? You're muted, Gwen. You're muted.
I did that because I keep clearing my throat. I like it because it's lighter. Same reason as so many songs on this album are kind of, you know, almost dark, that I like the folksy kind of lighter, and he's doing that little falsetto.
Yeah,
I like
it too. Kai, what about you?
Yeah, like I don't know if I would listen to that on the regular, but it's a nice song.
As April Richardson would say, not on the reg. You want to listen to it on the reg?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, I'm gonna do a screen capture, so I want everyone to look at their camera and make their best face. All right, did it. Done. Keith, I said your best face, Keith.
Dag.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is that a baseball photo behind you, Keith?
Yeah, what do you got there, Keith?
That is, yes, that here. I can tilt it up, I guess. Here, that is the Detroit Tigers all-time team.
Who's your favorite?
Their stadium, Tiger Stadium. Mm-hmm. They kind of came up with their all-time team, and it's signed by a lot of those players that were alive that time. Unfortunately, Ty Cobb was unavailable, so I don't know if you guys are any good at forging, but I do need his signature added to that. So
now, this is, since Kyle's pointing stuff out, this is going to sound weird. Keith, is that a swastika armband you're wearing?
God,
it is not.
Okay, no. Okay, good. It looks like it. You are wearing it. I do like your Boy Howdy shirt, though. He is wearing a Boy Howdy cream T-shirt.
Yeah, that was a Christmas present.
Oh, excellent. Did you watch the documentary?
Yes, yeah, it was really good.
It's really good. Did you have Cream Magazine, Gwen?
Did I have Cream Magazine?
Yeah, did you buy Cream or just High Times?
Just High Times. I never bought Cream. To me, I was a kind of a, it was a little bit, it had bands in it that I didn't follow.
Gotcha. Okay, it's a good doc, though. It's a good documentary.
What was kind of crazy was the you know, when they moved into, like, I'm going to call it a commune, but where they all sort of lived the same house.
Yeah.
That was one town over from where I grew up. I was too young at that time when they did that. Because then they moved their offices to Birmingham, Michigan. But in Walled Lake, Michigan, they all lived, like, all the writers lived in this one house for a year or two.
Yeah, so they operated a magazine out of a house, like it was an office building. There's a great story in it. Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he lived, I guess, was it Birmingham? Is that what you said it was?
Birmingham was where their offices
was. And he lived like the next town over, and he was looking in the magazine, and the address said Birmingham. It said the suite number and the building and everything. He's like, are you kidding me? And so he rides his bike to that building, and he parks his bike, and as he's going to walk in the building, Alice Cooper comes walking out the front door, and he's just like, it was like, what the heck? This is it.
Wow.
So that was a pretty cool story. Wow. I like that. That's a good doc. Okay, moving on to track 9 of 11. This is Seize the Day.
I don't care to be bad. I prefer to think twice. All I know is it's quite a show, but it's still all right to be nice. Yankee toes and Eskimos, content, frozen ice. When the cold days come and the old ways fade away, there'll be no more sun, and we wish that we had held on to the day. Seize the day.
Gwen, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I think you might know what I'm going to say. I love this song.
Yeah.
Except for the very beginning with whatever that is, that organ or whatever. I don't like it. It's too like late 70s, early 80s for me. I don't like that. But I love the song. Other than that, It's one of my favorite. I think because it sounds a little Beatle-y.
Yeah, it does. And I like the funny or nonsensical lyrics, Yankee Toes and Eskimos, and later on he says dinosaurs and Santa Claus. That doesn't rhyme. What are you doing?
Nope. He's Paul. He can do it.
All right. He'll make it work.
He'll make it work. Yeah, I really like it. And I was gonna say my favorite song. I don't know if it takes over from Lavatory Lil. Maybe it does.
It's a close race.
Yep.
Keith, let me ask you this. Are you do you support the show through Patreon?
Yes, I do, Pat.
That's good. That's good to know. And I thank you because, you know, I put out today on Facebook. I do this every New Year's Day. I put out on Facebook and I put out on Twitter that you can virtually co-host the show and pick the topic for $100. And I usually put that out for like five people, and then those always go really quickly. And people are going to be so pissed off that Keith just popped in here for free today, and he gets the co-host.
Well, I have to tell you something that you probably haven't checked with PayPal, but I actually did. I signed up for one of those. So, and now that you've said that, you can't make this count as my co-host.
So wait, so and you did one of the ones we're going to do in person.
No, I did it through PayPal.
Today. Oh, you did it today. You're one of the people that did it today.
I did, yes, yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're getting it out of the way now. That was quick. we're all done. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Keith. I'm looking forward to that now because I'm really enjoying you.
Well, thank you. No, yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. So you're saying I passed the audition.
Keith is an instant favorite.
He's an instant favorite. He's articulate. He's pleasant on the eye. He does research. Well, other than that, I don't care if you wear it, just cover it up.
He looks like he smells good.
Yeah, he looks like, you look like you showered today too. Something I didn't do.
I did. I actually wasn't going to, but I fried up some bacon and then I was walking around smelling like bacon and I got a shower.
Oh, and now I like even more.
So can I, is it too late? Is that for my co-hosting? Can I co-host that episode though as Joel Schneider?
Sure. What I want you to do is I want you to set up two computers. I want you to look this way, you're Joel Schneider. And then when you look this way, you're Keith. You'll get to play twice as many songs that way.
Perfect. I'm in. So.
All right. Moving on to the second song to have the word deep in the title. This is track 10. This is Deep Down.
Gonna get deep down, wanna do it right. Wanna get deep down, look around, it's end of town tonight. Gonna get you up, gonna take a bite. Gonna let me know we can grow a party every night.
Pages of lyrics on this song. I like the groove though. Is this Paul's sex song on here? Is this his Fu You of 2020?
Maybe. But he's, you know, doesn't he say, wait, I just pulled up the lyrics.
There's so many lyrics.
Doesn't he say that they're talking at some point?
Want to get you up? I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Then he wants to get a bite, which means dinner or lunch or bacon. I want to talk to you. Gonna let you know. Come let me be with you.
I think he wants to have like a really, really, really deep conversation with someone all night long in a diner somewhere. This is what's going on in my head.
So you took it.
There's a lot of lyrics here, but it doesn't really. Not very intellectual in what he's saying here. It's really pretty basic. So
yeah, like
this is the second to last track, right? So
yep,
maybe he was running out of ideas and he's like, I'm just going to put a bunch of words. We're going to make.
Yeah, like go ahead.
It seems like on some of these songs, we all know the story that he was just playing around in the studio and it sort of became an album.
Yes.
So I think some of these songs, he's in some sort of groove on it. And he's just finding words to go with it. That's why I think we have the 8-minute song. I think he's just going with it. He's having fun. He's sticking with it. I think the same thing kind of happened here. He's just throwing out words. I don't know that it has any real deep meaning.
Almost like he's just scatting the lyrics off the top of his head.
Right.
If you read these as like Keanu Reeves, they're like, you know, whoa, gonna get deep down. Well, do it right.
What was that movie that he was in where he played himself?
Speed.
What?
No, Speed 2. Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Is that Netflix movie? with Ali Wong, I think.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to be like super like intense.
Always Be
like,
My Maybe? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Always Be My Maybe sounds
like,
right.
Like super guru type guy. So that's what he would be. He would be saying this in that voice.
Whoa.
I just want to talk to you. I want to talk all night. I just really want to get deep.
But then he wants to take a bite. And to me, that's... Take a bite. Does that mean take a bite out of you intellectually? Or does that mean...
Take a bite out of crime.
Oh, this is McGruff. McGruff the crime dog. I love it. Paul does like to make music for some animated things, so maybe that's what he's working on. Maybe that's what this came from.
Take a bite.
All right. I can't believe that we've only been recording for an hour and 12 minutes. This feels like such a jam-packed, fun show, but it's not over yet. Keith, stick around. I want you to get every penny of that $100.
My wife is wondering what the heck I'm doing in here anyway.
Do you have to go? You don't have to go, do you?
No. Of course not. What do I have to do, Pat?
That's true.
Yeah.
You got snow to shovel?
Actually, it is snowing outside right now, yes.
Oh, that's nice. We don't have that here.
Plow service. So
you have a plow service?
Yes.
Oh, fancy.
Well, typically I do travel quite a bit, and so I have that to help the family. But for the last year, I haven't been traveling. But I kept the plow service.
Wait, can you tell us what you do for a living, Keith?
Sure. Yeah, I'm in sales. So.
So is the guy in Stepfather.
Exactly. So that's why I have to travel a lot. My other family. But no, I'm an independent sales rep.
Makes it easier.
Independent sales rep. And sell mostly toys and sporting goods to a lot of retailers.
Oh, fun. Are you able to do work from home during the pandemic?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Good, yep. good. Then good. Everyone in the Zoom here is lucky during the pandemic. So that's nice.
Very lucky.
All right. Moving on. And we're all lucky to listen to this album, Babel. I didn't even say people. I said Babel. I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, Babel.
The combo.
Hey, Babel.
It's a new word. Like okay. Rockdown. It's a new word that you...
It's like Rockdown. Yeah, I created it. It means a group of people is a Babel. All right. Now, this song has the same riff as the opening track. The opening track was Long-Tailed Winter Bird, and this song is called Winter Bird When Winter Comes. And maybe Keith will be able to look this up. I think the vocal on this, I think this might be an old song that he took the vocal from, because... I'm pretty sure if you listen to this, his voice is really on point. I could be wrong. Keith will tell us. He'll correct me. Let's hear Winter Bird When Winter Comes.
By the acre plot, two young foxes have been nosing around. The lambs and the chickens won't feel safe until it's done. I must dig a drain by the carrot patch. The whole crop spoils if it gets too damp. And where will we be with an empty store when winter comes? When winter comes and food is scarce, we'll want our toes to stay indoors. When summer's gone, we'll fly away and find the sun when winter comes.
So now I don't know if I'm correct about this or not. Maybe Keith knows, but I feel like that vocal is not Paul 2020. Did you find anything out, Keith?
Yes, you are correct, Pat. And my crack research that I did prior to this recording. So that song was actually recorded during the Flaming Pie sessions.
Wow.
With George Martin as a producer. So a little intro that comes from the beginning was new and then rolls into the song, which was from the Flaming Pie sessions. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because the voice is...
Yeah.
It's peak Paul. It's great. It's fantastic. Yeah, I like the line where he says that we'll warn our toes to stay indoors because it's so cold out. So, hey, Toes, what the fuck? Where are you going? Get in here. Kai, what'd you think of that one?
Yeah, that was fine. It was like, it was nice that it kind of bookended it. Here he comes.
Here's the cynical,
it's
Kyle.
It's just like, it wasn't for me, but I didn't then like, is, you know,
all right.
It wasn't for me. It was fine.
It's not young people music. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
All right. Well, let's hear from this babble. Gwen, what do you like that one?
I do. I mean, I do because it sounds more like familiar Paul
yes.
to me. And I think this album overall, I love that it's completely different mm-hmm. because I love that he's always doing different stuff. That's one of the things I love most about him. But it's also, it challenges me a little bit because I know what, you know, I want Paul the way I want Paul
right.
to sound and stuff. So I have to, but that's good. I mean, it challenges me to think a little bit differently. And I remember seeing an interview with Elvis Costello. I think it was it in the 8 Days a Week documentary.
I'm not sure. I don't think I've seen that, but people will correct. People,
oh my god!
If you're wrong, people will tweet at us and correct you and yell.
Okay. So. Well, it Elvis Costello said at one point when, because he was a kid when the albums were coming out, I guess, and like when Revolver came out, for instance. I don't know if that's the one he talked about, but he said he didn't like it. Like he was like, "What is this? It doesn't sound like the Beatles. Like it didn't sound like he wanted the Beatles to sound." But then by like the second or third time he listened to it, it was his new favorite album.
Yes.
You know. So it's that business of sort of letting yourself be taken with them as they evolve. And so, I mean, I can't really fault him for doing new stuff. And I mean, I have to adjust, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes
but this song reminds me more of what I'm used to for him. And that's why I like it, I guess.
And sometimes if I like an album immediately, I end up getting sick of that album and then maybe not liking it at all. So if an album grows on me slowly, then it's like, oh my god, this is like one of my favorites of all time now. So so I know exactly what you're saying. And Keith, did you like that last song?
I did. I like how it ties back into the first song. I kind of, you know, I like that. So, and then in my research too, it also he when they did the reissue of Flaming Pie not too long ago, right?
Yes, this past year.
And they were going to release that as a bonus track, but then he thought that's too good to be released as a bonus track because bonus tracks are forgotten. And I like that.
That's
I like
true.
That he was bring it in and tie it into this new album. And it is just him playing. So it's still, it still goes with the rest of the album where it's everything by Paul. It's just
absolutely.
And
he could only put this song at the end because it would be too jarring in the middle or at the beginning. You know, you have to have that, you have to have the old, you know, timey Paul vocal to take you out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Agreed.
Now, Gwen, you have all these, you have all the other, bonus tracks. I know that they're just like, don't you have the 4 bonus tracks from this album?
No. Each color
had one bonus track.
I only bought one actually on your advice, Pat. You said, he'll probably put out a deluxe edition at the later in the year with all the bonus tracks.
But I think the bonus tracks are just demos or a house recording, or it's not like 4 other songs. They're all songs we've heard, just different. Like, what was your one bonus track?
My one bonus track is Winterbird when winter comes. What am I saying? It's Lavatory Lil bonus track. It's an outtake of Lavatory Lil.
Okay.
And I like it better because it's raw.
It's raw.
Very raw. Yeah. And I actually like it better.
So Paul's putting a lot of stuff out there for collectors, but please know that the 4 bonus tracks they're not different songs. They're songs that have been on, that are already on the album, just in a different version, either a demo or a...
I think, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do. I have.
Is that true?
I have the 4. I just don't have the list in front of me.
Oh, okay.
I would have to open my iTunes and look. And I'm not doing that.
That's way too much work.
That's Keith's job.
I don't have all those songs. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, guys, what should we... Gwen, what was your favorite song on the album? Because I will use that as the play out. And Kyle, I'll put that in after the fact, so don't worry.
I think... On this listening, I think it's got to be Seize the Day.
Seize the Day. Okay, that'll be our playout song. I want to go around and thank everyone. First of all, Kyle, thank you for joining us on New Year's Day and playing the songs for us. And are you going to join me when Keith comes back? Is it going to be the three of us?
Yeah, I'll come for that for sure.
All right, cool. Keith, thank you for popping in here. This was great fun, and it added some texture and color to the show, and it let people meet you, and now they're going to look forward to hearing you again.
Well, I gave all my good stories, so the next time I'm not really going to have anything to tell. So.
Just make up some stuff. Yeah, that's what we do.
Joel will have some really good stories.
Yes, I want to hear from Joel Schneider.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that I was able to stop in. This is not anything that I expected. I was just going to watch a little bit of the recording and have it. But this was fun.
I'm not letting you go, Keith. You're too good. Gwen, thank you as always for coming here and talking about Paul McCartney music. And
thank you.
If we could do it in person, I would have done a track by track from one, two, and then three. But that would be exhausting on Zoom. But we'll do that. And you're going to be back. For sure.
I love doing this.
Good. And we love you being here.
Aw.
I love this whole babble.
This is my favorite New Year's Day ever.
All right. Let's do some quick promoting. Follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show. You can follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny, and you can go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show, t-shirts, Patreon, all that good stuff. Gwen, you're on Twitter. Where are you at on Twitter?
I think I'm at Gwen's here. Is that it?
At Gwen's here. And it's G-W-Y-N. It's Gwen, not G-W-E-N. Don't ever say it.
I'll kill you.
She'll take you down. She'll take you down. Keith, where are you at on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at Keith Jacobson. S-E-N. So.
All right.
I'm also going to check to see if at Joel Schneider is available.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that. You got to get that. Everyone follow Keith. I want Keith to have a spike in Twitter followers just from this show. And if he doesn't,
I'll have to up my Twitter game. I'm more of a replier. I don't post a lot, but I'll have to up it a little bit. So,
all right. Well, look,
I'm just checking. It is at Gwen's _ here.
You're very active on Twitter. I can tell, Gwen.
Well, I don't often look for my own name.
All right. I'm going to count to three. We're all going to say Happy New Year and then we're done. Are you ready? Let's see if we can sync it.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yes, though. Please ask.
Not for recording.
Oh, okay. maybe you text that. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Happy New Year. Oh, that's a cluster. Yep. Okay, thanks, guys. I'm going to stop recording, and please enjoy Seize the Day.
I don't care to be bad. I prefer to think twice. All I know is it's quite a show, but it's still all right to be nice. Yankee toes and Eskimos can turn to frozen ice when the cold days come and the old ways fade away. There'll be no more sun and we'll wish that we had held on to the day. Seize the day.
Twice.